Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And as always, it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday, September the 5th of 2018. I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend and are enjoying this short work week. I know I am. And we've got a great show lined up for you today, but as always, before we get started with our show, we always like to get started with some quick announcements. The Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show airs on the first and the last Wednesdays of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar and you can listen via your favorite browser. And if you're busy like I am, don't worry about it. You can always listen on your mobile devices. We're on Apple's podcast app as well as the Stitcher app. So there's many ways that you can listen to us on the go. So if you can't listen live, we've got you covered. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I'd love to have you as a guest. The only criteria that I have is that whatever topic that you choose to talk about must relate to the theme of our show, which is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. And you must be able to talk about that particular topic for about 30 minutes or so. So if you can do that, then I'd love to have you as a guest. Visit stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. Fill out the form. We'll review it and someone will be in contact with you to get you scheduled to be on the show. It's just that easy. And we encourage you to follow us on our social media platforms. We're on Twitter. My Twitter handle is B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver. You can follow me on Twitter as well as on Facebook. I'm at facebook.com/stretchingadollar, and you can also follow me on Instagram. I'm author_Lisa_Sims with one M. So we make it easy for you to stay in the know as to what's going on with the Stretching a Dollar movement. Now, you want to make sure you tune in on September the 26th, 2018. We've got a special guest. We've got Mr. Mitchell Levy. He's actually a author of many, many books. I think it's 12, it's probably more, but he's going to be our guest and he's going to be sharing with us how to create a book in 8 days. So if you're interested in creating a book, then you definitely want to take advantage of this show. And you can also check out Mitchell on TED Talks. He did a very nice TED Talk that's available on YouTube, so I highly encourage you to check that out as well. And I'm working on a book project right now, and it's been an ordeal. It's been a lot of work. You know, when you're self-published, that's one thing, but when you're working with a publisher, that's a whole nother experience. But I've enjoyed it, and it's really been great for me. So I'll share more information with you the closer we get to having it published and whatnot, but just be on the lookout for a new book from yours truly. And that's pretty much what we've got going on right now with the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. We're busy. We're trying to keep it fresh and exciting. We've got some different things in the hopper for you, so just stay tuned. If you follow us on our social media platforms, you won't miss a single beat of what's going on with us. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to dive into today's topic of the 5 R's to becoming a successful entrepreneur on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we're back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you're just tuning in, we have a very exciting topic that we're going to be discussing today. And I'm excited about it. I even got excited when it popped into my mind, and I knew it was a topic that all entrepreneurs needed to hear and to be able to learn from. And that topic is 5 R's to becoming a successful entrepreneur. Now, contrary to what many may think, entrepreneurs, sometimes they are born, but sometimes they're made as well. But you want to be a successful entrepreneur. And so the point of today's topic is to get us to thinking about those things that we can do to actually be successful. And I came up with these 5 R's. They're in no particular order. They're just what came into my mind that I wanted to share with you all so that you could take it, use it, apply it, do whatever you need to do with it, think about it. And you may already be doing some of these things. And if so, then that's great. If not, then maybe you want to start incorporating some of these into your daily routine. But as I said, these are just some of the thoughts that I came up with that I wanted to share with you. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into the first R that I came up with to help us become successful entrepreneurs. And that first R is reading. Now, as entrepreneurs, we know that we have to always stay current on what's going on in the business world, as well as marketing tips. We just have to constantly read. And if you look at some of your successful entrepreneurs or business people like Bill Gates and our former president, Barack Obama, all of them had reading lists. And I'm an avid reader. I mean, I've got rooms with bookshelves full of books. And it's like the more I read and I give away, the more books I continue to bring in. And then I also read e-books to kind of cut down on the clutter of the books. But reading helps you discover things that you may not have already known. And when you get a good book by a good entrepreneur, then it's almost like you're sitting down with them and you're having a cup of coffee and you can ask them anything, kind of pick their brain as to what they did to be successful. So if you don't already have a reading list of books that you like to read or websites that you like to read, as well as blogs, then I would highly encourage you to do so, because that helps you to stay abreast of what's going on in the business world, and so that you can always stay fresh and current. Because, you know, sometimes we don't read the way we need to, and some things get away from us. But reading helps us to stay sharp, and we can always find some type of nugget out of any book that we read that we can apply to our business, we can apply it to our lives, and we can share it with other people. So reading has got to be one of those top things that we do as entrepreneurs to continue to be successful. And if you Google, you'll be able to come up with some reading lists that others have. And on Amazon, there's different reading lists that are available. They have the Kindle deals that you can look at and subscribe to see what are some of the current topics and books that are being released. So there's all kinds of ways that we can stay current on what's going on in our field. So we have to stay current with reading. So in order to be successful, reading has to be at the top of our list. Now, the second R that I came up with, and this one is a big one, so I think all of us as entrepreneurs really need to take heart to this, and it's being responsive, or always being ready. You know, it's like the saying says that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And a lot of us miss opportunities because we're not ready. We're trying to get ready. Now, suppose if someone called your place of business today and they needed a particular service or product, would you be ready? Would they get an actual person? Would you be able to get the person what they need? These are things that you need to think about. I'll share an example with you. I called a particular church in my area. They had an after-school program that I was interested in for my son. It's around the corner from my house. So I was like, okay, it's around the corner. I have a busy schedule, so I have to find places that are close by. And so I was like, okay, they got an after-school program. I called them 4 different times, left my name and number 4 different times, and no one still has called me back. So you know what? I don't think I'm calling back again, because after 4 times, surely someone could call me back. And I understand that we have volunteers who actually volunteer their time at the churches and everything, but you have to be responsive when people call, because then you don't want people to feel like, okay, well, I'm not important, or they don't really care, and not call back like myself. And then you don't know how many people that I'm going to tell, because I might come into contact with somebody who wanted to participate in this after school program, and I'm like, oh no, don't call them, they're not gonna call you back. And so you don't want people to say that about your particular business. So let's strive to be responsive. I know as a online professor, I have 24 to 36 hours to respond to a email that I receive from a student, as well as a phone call. And what I strive to do is I strive to do it within 24. I strive to return an email or a call the same day. And, you know, there are times where I might not make that day, but I'm within that 24 to 48 hour time frame. And students appreciate that, because they're like, well, whenever I need something, you're there and you return my call in a timely manner. Well, you're paying for the class. I mean, I might as well return your call in a timely manner. And that's the same thing that we have to think about as well. Whether it's a prospect or a customer, we have to be responsive and return the calls or the emails or the texts in a timely manner. So always stay ready. And then there are particular technologies that you can use that can help you to be more responsive. Even if, for instance, you go on vacation and you know you're not going to be able to actually respond, set up an autoresponder to let people know, hey, I'm on vacation for such and such a time. I will return your call at such and such time. If you need further assistance, call blah, blah, blah. You know, these are the type of things that people will appreciate, instead of just letting people feel like their email or text went into a black hole, and it's like, okay, well, maybe one day I'll get a return, or, you know, I'll get a return email or return call. No, set up the technology that's available now so that you can be responsive. If you stay ready, you won't have to get ready, and you won't miss business. Now, some calls and everything that you do return, it might not turn into business, but at least the person will appreciate your responsiveness. I know I do, because the last thing you want people to do is feel like I felt, where I've called somewhere 4 times and still did not receive a return call. That is not good business, and you're not going to be a successful entrepreneur following that kind of business practice. So just strive to be as responsive as you can. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the third R to becoming a successful entrepreneur on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. we're back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we were discussing two of the R's to becoming a successful entrepreneur. We talked about developing a reading list, and we talked about responsiveness or readiness. And now we're going to talk about the third R, which is routine. And as an entrepreneur, you have to have a routine or a regimen that you follow on a daily basis. And just because it's a routine or a regimen doesn't mean that it has to be rigid. I have a particular routine that I follow, but it has flexibility in it so that I can adjust quickly when there are sudden things that come up that I hadn't anticipated. So when you create your routine, you have to make sure that it's flexible and that it can adjust to unexpected things that come up, because as an entrepreneur, unexpected things are going to happen. You know, if you have kids like I do, they're going to get sick and you're going to have to readjust your schedule to accommodate that, and you may have to take them to the doctor or this appointment or that appointment. So you have to have that flexibility incorporated into your schedule so that it's just not so rigid that you really can't, you don't have any wiggle room, and when something unexpected happens, it just kind of blows the schedule out of the water. And also with that routine, you have to be able to have it your day where it's structured so that you know what it looks like. And not only your day, but really your week. I know on Sunday evenings, I kind of get some chill time and I kind of look at my week that's coming up and I kind of plan it out and I look to see what's going on and where I have to be and at what times and how long it's going to take me. So I have a pretty good idea of what's going on in the week. But like I said, I don't make my schedule so rigid that I can't adjust when need be. And as an entrepreneur, that's how you have to be. Now, if you're not the type of person that likes structure or a routine or regimen, and you kind of like to play it by ear or, you know, just as it happens, then, you know, that's good for you. But, you know, at some point, the kind of fly by the seat of your pants is not going to fly anymore, and you're really going to have to start getting a routine down. Some of your successful entrepreneurs, they have a routine down. And, you know, it's not rigid, but they do have a routine as to what they do and, you know, in a particular hour. And one of the things I will say about a routine is you've got to schedule some me time in that routine. Now, that's one of the things I had to learn the hard way. I've been going. And, you know, finally my body was like, hey, we can't go any further, so we got to rest. And so within that routine, you have to, and this could be the number four if you wanted to, it's going to kind of be a bonus, but you got to add some rest in there, in that routine. And I had to find that out the hard way because, like I said, my body started to shut down and I started to have some health issues because I wasn't resting. I was full throttle. I mean, I was 100, 0 to 100 every single day. And it was, you know, and then I, you know, was dealing with grief from losing my mom and everything. So you add all of that on top of being an entrepreneur and a professor and a mom, and, you know, sooner or later the body says, okay, we've had just about enough. We got to get some rest. So I'm telling you so that you won't fall in my footsteps, but get some rest. Schedule some rest in there, even if it's just 30 minutes of downtime where you got some quiet time, where you're just alone and you're reading or you're meditating, doing some yoga, going for a walk, just something. Going to Starbucks, getting a cup of coffee, something. It has to be something for you. You can't put everybody else first, including your business, and leave you last. That's a lesson that I had to learn as well. So whatever routine you come up with, incorporate some rest in there, and you will be, your body will appreciate it, you'll appreciate it, and you'll thank me later. So that's kind of a 2-for-1. I gave you 2-for-1, but that was a good one. And, you know, when you learn it the hard way, you learned it, and I know I have. So moving on to our next R, and that happens to be representation or representatives. How are you being represented as an entrepreneur? The people that are working for your particular company, how are they representing you? And that's a big one, because people are an extension of your company, and you're an extension of your company. If people don't know about your brand or your company, then it's up to you to get them to know about your company and your brand. When you go out, are you wearing anything that has your company logo on it so that people can see it? Are you on social media? Are you promoting your brand? Are you trying to help educate people about the products and services that you offer? When people call your establishment, do they feel warm, inviting, you know, welcome? Or is someone answering the phones? It's like, who is this? You know, all of these things help tie into the representation of your company. I'm going to go back to the example of the after school program that I call, because this has left a impression on me that I just cannot get rid of. Not only did no one call me back after I've called four times, the person that answered the phone was rude. I could feel the attitude through the phone. It's like if she had the death ray eye, she was giving it to me over the phone, and I could feel it. And I'm like, I just called about an after school program, you know. I'm like, make sure that whoever you have answering your phone can put a smile on their face and convey that smile on the other end to the person that they're talking to. If not, put them somewhere where they don't have to interface with potential customers so that you don't lose customers, because it makes a difference. And we might not think so, but it does. Even when I answer my personal phone, I try to put a smile on my face and sound like I'm excited to answer the phone, not just, hello. You know, it's true. If you put a smile on your face, it comes across as if you have a smile on your face. And that's what people look for. And you need to look for people who are happy to work for you and to represent your brand and believe in your brand and can be champions for your brand, not somebody that's going to bring your brand down. You need people who are going to champion your cause. And I tell you, that phone, that's the first step, because, you know, we have all this technology, but people still pick up the phone and will call. And if you've got somebody that shouldn't be answering the phone, I'm telling you, don't put them there. I don't care if you don't have anybody else to answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail until you can get somebody who has a friendly voice to answer the phone. And also, that person needs to be knowledgeable. When they answer that phone and someone calls and they have a question and everything, they need to be knowledgeable about your particular products or services that you offer. Going back to my example, about the after school program, the lady had no clue as to what I was talking about. She was like, are you sure you're calling the right place? I'm like, yes, I'm calling the right place. And I mean, it was just, she had no clue as to what I was talking about. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to give up on this. And that's what people are going to do. So please listen to this example. I kid you not, because you do not want to end up in the same boat. So just make sure that the representation that you have for your business is professional. You know, it conveys the brand and the message and image that you've worked so hard to create. Because even on social media, you need to make sure that everything that you tweet or post is professional. I mean, we all like to be humorous and everything. So, but just make sure it's in good taste and it represents your company in the best light, and you as an entrepreneur in the best light. Because once you send it out, you can't retrieve it. So, you know, if it's questionable, don't post it, don't tweet it, don't send it. But I'm just sharing this with you, because sometimes, you know, in the heat of the moment, we do things and we don't think about it until it's too late. So I just want you to think about it before it's too late. So what we're going to do now is take another quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about our was really our fifth, but technically our sixth R to becoming a successful entrepreneur. So we'll be right back on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And we're back to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we have been having an interesting discussion about the five R's to becoming a successful entrepreneur. And right now we are on our last R to becoming a successful entrepreneur that I'm going to leave with you. And that R happens to be resources. Now, resources are very, very important for an entrepreneur. Now, with so many free resources available, it's not like it was in the days of old where you had to pay for everything and you had to try to figure out how you were going to market your business. I know years ago I was promoting a business networking group that I had, and you know, social media wasn't mainstream as it is now, so I had to rely on press releases and paid ads and things of that nature. But now there are so many free resources that are available to help you to not only be a successful entrepreneur. You have free podcasts where you can learn anything you want to know that can help you be successful as an entrepreneur. There's YouTube where you can learn anything on any particular topic from people from, you know, from the brightest to the best. And then there's also, you can do the same thing with social media. You can learn from people and you can kind of see what makes them successful as well. So there's all different types of resources that are available. And since the name of this show is Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs, I try to focus on the free and low cost methods that I can use before I start shelling out some, you know, the big bucks. A lot of people like to do email newsletters, the e-newsletters. And MailChimp is a good email program for that. It's free up to a certain number of subscribers. But why not start there before you start shelling out the bucks for, what's the other one? Constant Contact and another one that I had that I can't remember at this moment. But, you know, you have to start small. Sometimes we want to start big and we shell out all this money, but sometimes just because you start small doesn't mean you have to stay small. You just have to be resourceful and you have to use those resources that are available and conserve those resources that you have so that you can start making those steps to be a bigger entrepreneur and make a bigger footprint. So I start small, and you might not want to, but start looking at some of those free and low-cost resources before you start shelling out the bucks. Now, granted, there's some, sometimes you're going to have to pull out money and spend money on resources, but otherwise, why not start small first and then kind of build from there? And our last R, which ties into resources, is revenue. How ironic is that? Now, if you don't use the resources that you have to the best of your ability, then you won't be able to produce any revenue. So if you spend everything that comes in, then you're not going to be able to have any revenue or profit left over to be able to put back into the business and grow said business. So it all ties in together. And then if you have no revenue, you have no company. So it all kind of works there together. So just kind of remember that the resources that you choose, just make sure that you actually need them and don't just go along with the crowd because everyone else is doing it. Make sure that you have a business case for a particular resource that you're trying to use. And if you do and you can support it and you can find a free resource, then hey, go with that. It's like right now, you know, there's the Office 365, which is great compared to the way it used to be where you had to buy per license. But there's also a free version, not of Office, but it's compatible with Office, and that's called LibreOffice. And the only reason I know that, I had to teach a course on it, and I had never heard of LibreOffice, but it does the same thing as Office 365, you know, minus some of the apps that are contained within Office 365, but it still has your core applications such as your Word, your Excel, your PowerPoint, and things of that nature. So if you don't want to pay a subscription, look into using LibreOffice, things like this, you know, or look into open source software. There's so many open source software options that are available that you can use for free without shelling out any money. Don't have money for the subscription to the Adobe Creative Suite for like Photoshop for image manipulation and creation, then why not try GIMP, which is a free photo editing software that you can download? Or why not try Canva, which is a web-based graphic editing tool that you can use? All of these are free resources that are available. And how do I know? I read. See, it goes all of it ties back together. You have to read to stay up on what is available in the marketplace so that you can actually use it as well. And those are my, I know I said five, but it seems like it was about seven or eight, but all of these R's are what we need to become successful entrepreneurs. And as I stated earlier, some of these you may already be doing, and if so, that's good. And if there are some of these that you say, okay, well, I need to take another look at that and address it, then go ahead and address it before it actually gets too late. And you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, do a SWOT analysis of yourself and your current state of your company or you as an entrepreneur. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Where are your opportunities? Where do your threats lie? I kind of do that all the time because nothing stays the same. And in order to be competitive, you have to always be improving. And I like to just stay on top of it because sometimes, you know, if you can get a little comfortable and you can become complacent. And when you start to get complacent, then that's when things start to kind of take the wrong turn. So you always want to have that thirst, that desire to be better, to strive to be the best that you can be, to be the next great successful entrepreneur. One of my favorite shows that I like to watch is I like to watch Shark Tank. That's one of my favorite shows because I like to see the entrepreneurs that go on there and they're trying to get a offer to take their business to the next level. And, you know, we all have to have that thirst and desire to want to take our business to the next level and to improve it, no matter, you know, what. And it always starts with us. We have to look inward and be the leader and the visionary to set the pace as to how we're going to go. So I hope these resources help you, and you know, you can share them with someone else that may have missed the show, and then hey, they can share it with somebody, and we can start a revolution of successful entrepreneurs, because that's the way the world is actually headed these days. So what we're going to do now is I'm getting ready to get out of here, because I have another engagement that I need to be at. Like I said, my life is kind of, it's 0 to 100. I do one thing and then it's off to another thing. But I encourage you to tune in on September the 26th, which is a Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I said, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have Mr. Mitchell Levy. And he's has published, like I said, so many books. I know it's at least 12. And he, one of his books is about the aha moment. And he has done a very good TED talk that is available on YouTube. So check that out. And he's going to be our guest. And we're going to be discussing the how to write a book in 8 days. And that's going to be an interesting show, because everyone has a book inside of them and they want to know how to write it and everything, and some people just, you know, just need a little bit of help to bring that book out. And so this show will help those of us that might have a book inside but want to know how to actually bring it to fruition and to do it in a timely manner. So you definitely don't want to miss that show. So mark it on your calendar. That's September the 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm also going to send out tweets and posts on social media so that you can actually make sure that you're able to be here live, because we're going to take questions in the chat. So if there's something that you can think of, jot it down and we'll ask Mitchell and see what he says. So it's going to be a great show. So I've enjoyed my time with you, as I always do, and I always look forward to the next time that we get together. So I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. I plan to enjoy mine. It's going to be busy, but I'm going to have fun doing it, because hey, life is short. So you try to make the best of each and every day, because nothing is guaranteed. So just live each day to the fullest so that you have no regrets when it's all said and done. And with that said, I'm going to get out of here, and I will see you, well, not see you, I'll talk to you on September the 26th. God bless.